of the Irish government to see all of these flights they've allowed pass through Ireland on their way to Afghanistan and Iraq and their bases nearby to see, is that really lawful? Is that really right to do it? And I hope that in the coming weeks and coming months, you'll hear more about that and we'll find ways that we can support one another in doing that. At the same time, you probably know, of course, that George Bush is coming, right? And this ship here, the USS LaSalle, it had absolutely no business in Dublin. And if you know anything about geography, it had to take a detour to get to Dublin. So it's not like the many US warships which stop and they refuel in Cork and they like to go binge drinking in Cork. The sailors hop on again and go back home to America. This was a political move. This was a political maneuver, that detour that they took, the reason that they came to Dublin. And it's the same with George Bush in an election year coming to Ireland, the Irish government saying, please come along, we want to have you, we want to have you here, come to lovely the Emerald Isle. Ireland is, and the Irish people are there, they're on the moral compass for Americans, you know. And I think it's important then, and I'm sure you'll agree, it's important that we do it, find a way to express creatively and in a way that can reach people in the United States who will see their president in Ireland and say, this is how we feel about him. This is how we feel about U.S. foreign policy. This is how we feel about Irish foreign policy, too, and what our country is doing as part of the U.S. so-called war on terrorism. So you know that's going to happen at the end of next month. We've got weeks and weeks now to prepare for that. There are meetings, you'll see posters. There's a poster right there to vote against the racist referendum, McDowell's referendum. Well, you'll see other posters too in the coming weeks and month, in the coming weeks, to prepare to whether you're going to protest here or you're going to come over with people. Some people here are organizing really creative bicycle protests, completely nonviolent. You don't throw the bikes. Cycle on your bike to Shannon. And when you go there, you're bringing that energy with you. Kieran was speaking earlier on about that sort of, you know, that sort of togetherness and that energy. And you get this sort of synergy. Different people have got their own, they're coming from their own areas, literally, you know, cycling from where they live, but also from where they are in terms of dissent, protest, and resistance, and the kind of moving along that direction to where the problem is. The problem for us, I think, is Shannon Airport. That's where it's most manifest. Of course, it's also manifest in the International Financial Services Center over there, in the in Dáil Éireann, for crying out loud, too, with our crooked politicians. The government, someone sent me, Kieran kindly said, I'm running for a seat in the European Parliament as an independent candidate. Someone sent me, a friend in Britain, a badge. I'm not wearing it, but it's a funny badge. It says, 98% of politicians give the rest a bad name. And I think it's a bit vain, of course, to wear it, because you're assuming you're not one of those 98%. But it's true. Just today, my father and I, Paul and I, we were over at Croke Park, just outside, people from Leinster, this is outside Dublin, the Leinster East constituency, going to see a match. And I saw Seamus Kirk there, being a Fianna Fáil politician who voted twice. And every single politician from Fianna Fáil and the PDs either voted to support the invasion of Iraq or abstained, but not a single one of them. There was no dissent. Think about this. The Labour Party, okay, their leader, Tony Blair, the big crusader for the invasion of Iraq, even within his own party, tens of politicians spoke up and stood for what they believe in and said, we're not going to be a part of this. They voted against the invasion of Iraq and indeed the invasion of Afghanistan. Not a single one of these politicians, not a single one, would stand up for what they believe in. Privately, they'll say, oh, I'm dead against the war. I'm dead against rotten things. Ideally, the Iraqis would just lie down and we could just steal their oil and it'd be much easier. No one would have to die. Probably lie down there and we'll march on in. It's disgusting. And when these people, when they come to your door, ask them. Owen Ryan, he's running in this constituency too. Ask every single one of them straight to their face. How did you vote on January 28th? When the Dáil resolution came to your attention, you had an opportunity to say, I am not going to allow any more overflights and refueling, or if it happens, it doesn't happen in my name. What do they do on March 20th? Do they say, I'll stand, with the Irish people. I'll stand with most of the people of Europe, and certainly most of the people of many other countries around the world who said, no, we don't want to be a part of this. Or do they tip the foil off and say, right there, boss, okay, whatever it is, yeah, look, it'll all blow over soon. It's obviously not blowing over, and you know that. You can see that what's happening in Iraq. This isn't a map of Iraq, but this is another thing that's happening. Once you start, you can't stop. It's a spiral. It's a spiral of violence. It's a spiral of collusion, and you get deeper and deeper into it. If you look at, say, the arms trade in Ireland, Amnesty International, their office just down the road there, an excellent organization. You can go in, they have a cafe, you can read their material. They've come out with two new reports. One released about the Irish arms trade, an update specifically about the Irish arms trade, then the other about the arms trade here in all of Europe. And it's a very important issue. Challenge your MEP hopefuls, the candidates. Challenge them on this. What the hell are they going to do? They say, oh, they're against terror in the world. Sure. First responsibility, reduce our amount of terror in the world. What are the companies in the companies which are using public finances, Irish public money that's not going to schools and hospitals, it's going to the likes of Hewlett-Packard, Intel, and other corporations which are directly involved in the arms trade. What are we doing in our own country to reduce that? And in Europe, what are MEPs doing to reduce the amount of terror in the world? Finally, on this related matter, and it's something to which Kieran spoke to too, about Israel and how Israel has a blank check from the United States. Israel also has preferential bilateral relations with Europe. The European Commission is unaccountable. Their bureaucrats who get to make laws, I think it's absurd, right? The Council of Ministers, well, the Council of Ministers, those are the same people, the Berlusconis, the Aznars, the Bushes and the Blairs who defied the will of their people when they went off and invaded Iraq. They're not particularly accountable either. The European Parliament has got to, they have got to go there and speak up and stand up and say no. No more preferential trade rules with Israel. No bilateral relations on and cooperation on research, including dual use research, which is used research on technologies which can be used by the police and security forces in Israel. None of that. Not until you get back into your own country, you colonialists. And you're